Station 902. Frank, look. This is Jeep 793. Help contact Station 902. This is Frank. I'm half asleep. This is Jeep 793.
WV 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead. You got WRWB 489.
Yep, good morning. A little cool this morning, like 38 degrees. What happened to the warm weather? Where'd that go?
I vacated the premises at the moment.
Yeah, temporarily, so April just doesn't want to turn around and stay nice, so I think we got some rain coming up for a few days, too. I don't know, I don't think every day. I think it showed about 4 days of rain starting tomorrow. I'm not sure that they're all rain-out days, and you know what, they can't predict it the next day, let alone 4 days away, so, but looked like the temperatures were much warmer.
That's very true.
And again, it's a short week, so looking forward to getting today put in a pocketbook, and then one more day to go, and then have the big 3-day weekend, so. That's a good thing.
USHF 567. Good morning.
I thought you were going to pick them up, Mike. It was your turn. So, morning, Sam. How you doing?
I was trying to see you.
That one was a little noisy, maybe getting a better spot there.
I said I was not trying to be rude.
Yeah, very good.
No,
Mike?
You weren't trying to be rude. Morning time out there, Sam.
Morning, right back, Mike.
Yeah, let me guess, they quit bringing lawnmowers over since the cold weather showed up, Sam. They're bringing snowblowers back now, right?
Oh, actually, I got a lawnmower back there today when I clutched on it. Good job. And a few other mowers. No snowblowers yet.
I know, I get it. Grass is growing and people getting ready to do the lawn thing as a regular weekly job, so that time of year for sure.
What do you got going on today, Mike?
Well, just work. That's about it. Nothing else on the agenda.
So, I don't often ask for this, but I'm just going to ask for a little radio check, if you would, as far as quieting goes. I'm just running, I think, about 15 watts, if I'm not mistaken. And does that seem to be getting in okay there, nice and quiet?
Yes, for the most part, everything's okay. I mean, you get a little bit of picket fencing, but that's because you're, you know, moving. But for the most part, you're almost full quieting.
Okay. I don't have the best antenna set up. It's just... But it seems to work. Of course, the repeater's doing most of the work, but... All right, very good. I figured I'd make sure I wasn't just a bucket of noise, because that's annoying. Here's the big question. Do you hear that in the background when I'm keyed up? I mean, I hear it on Sam a little bit, but he's probably a little weaker in. I'm not sure.
No Detroit diesel noise.
Yeah, that's probably a nearby transmitter, you know, doing that, I'm thinking. And when the signals are weaker, it becomes more prevalent, so. But just a guess on my end.
I'm surprised this thing gets out at all, seeing I got a metal room, you know, metal casing underneath the wet plaster, you know, the metal mesh. I'm surprised it even works.
Right, so you hear it on Sam, right, Mike? Did you hear what I was talking about? You seem to be aware.
Yeah, correct. Weaker signals tend to get blanketed a little bit by the Detroit diesel noise. That's what you want to call it.
Yeah, all right.
That was Sam or somebody else trying to get in. Try again.
I didn't hear anything, so you might be hearing something on the output near you. But, I didn't hear anything. Well, you're listening elsewhere. That was probably on the output near you, Mike.
Mike, did you hear what I said, or is my radio broke?
Well, I didn't hear it. What did you say?
It could have been. Sam, you're working.
I said I would probably do a heck of a lot better. Oops. I would probably do a lot better if I had an outdoor antenna.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, the name's Paul.
God, I'm sorry. Sorry, man.
All right, well, I'm almost where I need to be. You guys have a good morning, and don't work too hard. You know, all the normal cliches, of course, and getting closer to the big Easter weekend. So we'll see you guys later. Good morning from WSHM 738.
38, have a good day. WSHF 567, monitoring.
Yeah, have a good morning there. Good rest of your day there, Paul. This is WRWB 489. And we'll be standing by. Unless you're going to still stick around here, Sam.
10-4.
Station 902, Frank, you awake? WSOG 793.
Morning 793.
I guess not. Contact 902, WSOG 793. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, good morning, Dave.
Got out here.
Well, Paul just left the building, so it's just Sam and I.
Good morning, Sam. So what's happening? What's popping?
I'm dead.
Good morning, my dad. You saw that fight yet?
Not yet.
Did he come up with a price? Did he tell you how much he wants?
Yeah, I'd probably take $3,000 for it. The least I'd take is 28.
Damn, I think you got me confused with something else. I was asking Mike, what I meant was it's kind of trying to come up with a price of that Elton.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me about selling my Harley, dude. I put it up for sale last night to save my daughter's van.
Why are you selling it?
To save my daughter's van. She got behind on her payments. She's a good kid, and she bought me the bike, so, you know, I've had it for 8 years. It's time for it to go. I'd rather see my daughter have a van, you know, that she can get her kids around on. Or in, so it's time for me to give it up.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's pretty noble of you. You got it advertised?
No, not yet. I've had it for 8 years. My daughter and my mom bought it for me, as everybody knows. You may not know. My mom passed away, left my daughter $5,000, and my daughter bought me my first Harley. What I want to do is, I talked to my family about it, and that's the only way I could figure out I could save my daughter's ride, so that's what we're going to do. I owned a Harley. It's out of my blood, you know what I mean? I've always wanted to own a Harley. I've owned one for 8 years, so I enjoyed it. But I could have the same fun on a Goldwing.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I understand the whole situation there. It's pretty cool of you to be willing to sacrifice the Harley to, you know, like you said, she got kids to haul around and everything and stuff. So, you know, you can always say that you owned a Harley and you did, so you won't lie. Mm-hmm. Sometime up the road you might run into a Goldwing or something.
Goldwing, beautiful full thrusters. I actually like a Goldwing, comfortable bike, you know. But I don't feel like I'm giving anything up, and I feel like I'm helping my daughter, and I think that's the right thing to do. So, my thing is number one.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, you don't sound like a good if you look like Harley's good. You know, you sound like, you know, it's cool. That's a cool thing to do. The right thing to do, actually, help her out. So, where'd Mike go?
Still here. I just was listening to you guys. No, John has not sold that Elsinore yet. It's still in his possession. So, he doesn't know what he wants to do with it yet.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. I don't know why I'm so... sus is not the word, but I don't know why I'm so sus about that bike. I'd really like to know if it runs and what he thinks he's going to get for it. Ain't no big deal. I just, you know, I don't know. I'd just like to know if it runs. Knowing he took it apart and put it back together, I'd like to know if it starts.
That'd be a good question. Well, anyway, but for now, it just sits in his living room as a, you know, a decorative piece. It's all nice and shiny.
Yeah, right after that. Well, if he can get, he should be able to get a couple bones for it. You know, decent price, but, you know, even if it needs new rings and stuff, even if it did need new rings on the top end and everything, as long as there's no damage, no cylinder, piston damage or anything, he should be able to get a few bucks. I'm just wondering how much he thinks he's going to get for it, because, like I said, he should be able to get decent bones for it, but he ain't going to get rich and retire off of it.
No, of course not. But if I remember right, he paid like 12 or 1300 for it. Not running.
You know what year it is?
1975, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, or 74.
Well, it's not too bad then, I guess. You know, it just had stuck rings or whatever you said. That's not too bad, man. That's when they made them better. I think those bikes are better built. Then those CRs are better built than the ones today, sort of, in a way. Yeah, well, and it's vintage, so yeah, he should be able to get more than what he paid for it.
Yeah, should be able to. Yeah, like I said, it's in pretty good condition, so. Should have no trouble selling it if it runs.
Yeah, well, that's the key point. If it runs, you should have no trouble selling it for a decent price. Probably three. That's just three for it. Running, if it's that clean and nice looking. You know, I know, I'm picturing it in my head, 74 CR125 Elginor. You know, it's all there, all the covers are on there, you know, besides the plastic covers on the side, you know, where you put your racing numbers on, whatever hell you call that. All that stuff's on there, then, yeah, you should be able to get a pretty decent point, especially if it's long.
Yeah, so, well, I'm going to take a standby here for a minute, gentlemen, and, you guys carry on. This is WRWB 489. We'll be standing by.
Hey, Roger. I'm pretty much done here, too. I was seeing if my friend Frank was out here. And just drinking my coffee and waking myself up and getting myself together. So you and Sam, go ahead. Carry on if you need to be there. Good morning time to you gentlemen again. And we'll speak on you later. And this is WSOZ 793.
Okay there, Dave. We will yank at you. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSEU202, good morning. WSGT77, Shelby Township, monitoring.
Hey there, Shelby Township. How are you hitting the computer, if you don't mind me asking? This is WSAF717.
I'm off the Macomb repeater, and you're coming in loud and strong. Over.
Hey, good to hear. Yeah, I'm on the Mayville repeater on a little handheld right now, but awesome. I'm going to have to tell my dad. He lives down there. Appreciate it. WSAF 717 out.
USGI 432, mobile and monitoring.
Fresh cup of coffee in hand, WSOZ 793, monitoring.
WSEU 202, and good morning.
Hey, Dave, do you want to cue us fly over to the other one for a minute? WRWD 489.
Roger that. 22. I'm 27. WSGG 772. Destination. And Rochester Hills. We are over and out. Talk to you later today.
WSFF330, monitoring.
Charlie Zebra 10 monitoring.
WSEU 202, and we are mobile and monitoring.
From Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10, good morning.
Good morning, Kenny. Good morning to you, sir.
How you doing on this fine, chilly morning?
We're hanging in there, man. We're hanging in there. You know, being in Michigan and all, we learn how to live with it.
Hack gloves in a parka in the morning and shorts and a t-shirt in the afternoon, yep.
Yeah, we're doing the shorts and the long johns, right?
Not far from the truth.
Yeah, I keep hearing it over here too, man. Yep.
So it's always hard to tell because, you know, we've had some people on here lately that have been doing that. We don't know if it's someone legit with a technical problem or, you know, whatever. But anyway, that station, if you are legit and trying to get in there, you have no audio.
WSEU 202, yeah, we're just going to say you're back on the side, listen there.
Roger that. Have yourself a wonderful day. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WSFF 330 mobile.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSHB 745 monitoring.
WRWV 662 radio check.
WRHB 544 Sheboygan County Bob, sir. Can I have you, Lima Charlie?
Okay, thank you. Just doing a radio check and testing out my range. WRWV 662, standing by listening.
Hear that? Keep what you're doing. It's working well for you. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, clear, monitoring the frequency.
Thank you. WRWV 662, standing by.
WSGH 932 monitoring.
Good morning, 922, Whiskey Sam Charlie, Zebra 810.
Hey, good morning, Paige. How you doing today?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Doing well. Just hoping it warms up a little bit here this morning.
Hey, roger that. I think it's supposed to hit about 50 today, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I'm hoping, I think Friday is supposed to be up to 70, so looking forward to that. I'm tired of this up and down weather. Need to get outside and get some stuff done. You mobile right now, or you at home?
Yeah, mobile right now. Kind of out running some errands and getting some stuff done before I have to go back to work tonight.
Yeah, roger that. All right, my friend. Well, thanks for the comeback. We'll chat with you later. WSGH 922 will be monitoring.
Roger that. Have yourself a wonderful day. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. No contact, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
From Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, how you doing?
810, any better it'd be illegal. How about yourself, sir?
Hey, you know, just another fine, fun-filled day down here in Sagnasty.
See that? Not missing a thing here, brother. Partly sunny, sunshine, and 46 today. So hopefully, out like a lion and in like a lamb. Spring will sprung sooner or later here, roger.
Give it a couple more months, it'll get here, I'm sure. Right now it's currently 39 down here. It's supposed to be going up to 50 today, so we'll see.
Roger that. We'll take what the witch gives us. After all, it is Michigan. All right, my brother. Well, you mobile safely. Always a pleasure to have you in my receipt. Take care. Have a good one. WRZP 544, clear on your final, sir.
Right, there, Bob. Same sentiments here. It's always a pleasure to hear you on the air. We're glad that you got the things worked out so you could be back with us again. And was in the kitchen, heard you on the radio, came running into the radio room to say hello. So, give yourself a wonderful day. Till we do it again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
Check.
WSHW 556. Anybody out there that was on the air yesterday? Am I coming in any clearer?
WRZP 544, Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir. Very little static in your transmission and clear modulation. Roger.
That's good to hear. Yesterday I had a couple of guys on the air that were trying to help me out with some issues because apparently I was coming in real staticky and breaking up. I think it was a problem with my secondary handheld that I was using at the time. Currently on my goal thing, so far it seems to be going better.
Do that. You are crystal clear. Just a little bit of static. If you're moving around, that would explain that. But nope, all good here today, brother.
right, just wanted to check. Thanks very much, sir. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
Excellent radio procedure. Keep up the good work and keep doing what you're doing there. Enjoy your day, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring, Saginaw County.
WSFZ 793, monitoring.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
810. What's happening? WSOZ 793.
Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Just another day and living the dream. How are you?
I'm ready to go back to work and not have to do so much work.
Yeah, that's a good one. It reminds me of the good, bad, and the ugly, Tuco. They say, if you work for a living, then why kill yourself working? Or something like that there, okay?
We're in our slow season right now, so mostly it's pretty quiet, but the last couple of days I've just had a bunch of running around and stuff to do, and I've probably driven dang 400-something miles in the last couple of days. So, I'm ready to go back to work and just kick back and watch TikTok all night.
Yeah, right. Is it okay if I ask you, what do you do for, what kind of work you do?
Overnight shift at a hotel.
Oh, okay. All right. That's pretty cool. I don't know all the details of it all, but, yeah, I knew a lady once who did that, and she liked it. She really enjoyed it till they canned her. I don't know if they canned her or they changed the people who run and decided they didn't need her. I don't know.
Yeah, I've been in the business for probably about 5 years now. Two of that was management. So now I just do that stuff. I don't want that management crap anymore. But yeah, at nighttime it's pretty nice because it's pretty quiet. You don't have a whole lot going on. There's nights I sit there, the phone doesn't ring all night. So basically I just run the night audit reports, hand out receipts, get breakfast set up, and watch TikTok and YouTube and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, if I could ask, What's the deal? How come you're not doing it now? I mean, what do you You know what I mean, what, you on hiatus or what?
Oh, no, I just had a couple days off. I go back tonight. I work midnight till 8 in the morning.
Oh, the graveyard shift. All right, well, that works out. Works out pretty good. All right, thanks, man. Let me, I'm going to get back on the monitor side and open up the frequencies and sit here and do what I'm doing. So, good talking to you, man. Sounding good, too. Sounding really good. No fuss, no muss there. Coming through really, really loud and clear. And have yourself a good rest of the day there, my friend. WSRZ 793, I'll clear on your final.
Roger that. You have a great day as well. Even though it may not be super warm, enjoy the sunshine. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WSFF 330 monitoring.
There he is. Good afternoon, Kurt.
How you doing, Dave?
Oh, like I told Paige out there, living the dream. Hey, I sent you an email. It's a test. Well, it's the numbers and everything, but I'm hoping that it got to you. This is the first email I've sent since I opened up the new account there, okay?
Yeah, I got it yesterday. I even responded back to you to let you know.
WSFF 330, you still in there?
Got it. Not yet, anyway.
Are you able to go to yours? Something to say, why don't you just say it rather than shutting the damn repeaters down? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Station 544. Station 544. This is WRUG for 88, copy.
WRZP 544. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, Bob. How you doing today?
All systems go here. I'm just putting away groceries and enjoying the beautiful sunshine. Chilly out, but... we do have sunshine, so all systems go, brother. How about yourself?
Doing good. You're right. There's sunshine here, too, and it's about 51-degree weather here. A little bit chilly out. You're right, Roger.
Roger that. 45 degrees here, but it's supposed to warm up here middle of the week. For the weekend. So looking forward to the old springtime, Roger.
Me too. I got tired of that cold weather. Last night it was chilly. Had to put a blanket on and sit down and watch TV.
Roger that. Working in the yard, still handling tree debris. It'll be a couple months before I get it all taken care of, but everything's down and cut up, and I got a bunch of brush I'm going to have to get rid of, but other than that, doing well, Jack.
That's good, Bob. Good to hear you out there anyhow. All right, Bob. Good talking to you. You take care. We'll talk again. WIAG 48.
Roger that, sir. You enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I'm sure we'll do it again, Jack. Always a pleasure. And remember, no news is good news. And I did get your text. Congratulations, WRGT 544, clear monitor.
Oh, yeah, it's FF 330 monitoring.
Kurt, are you able to access yours?
Yeah, not from this location, I can. I'll probably be about an hour, I'll be within that range.
That licensed the Saginaw machine
also has one listed in Hemlock, but I've never tried it. Didn't even know about it till a couple of days ago.
Roger. What about like around the Elma area, Mount Pleasant area, anything like that?
For Mount Pleasant, if you use the one that is in your radio listed as Mayville, there's one out in Barrington, which is out on the other side of Mount Pleasant. I used that one yesterday. It is not, I believe, linked to this, though.
I thought Mayville was linked to...
That's correct. Mayville is linked, but the Barrington one is on the same frequency and PL tone as the Mayville one, but I don't believe that the Barrington one is linked, just the Mayville one.
Roger that. So, like, the Mayville one that's in my radio would work. I mean, it would still work or whatever, but it wouldn't be.
Yeah, if you use the Mayville one out of Mount Pleasant, you'll get into the Barrington machine. Lost you on that, so I'm assuming you're headed out that way. Safe travels. We'll be listening. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
You happy?
Okay.
It says Elmont area, and it's it says vendor's mobile, and the frequency is 462-600, and it says it's an open system, so you want might try that one maybe. That might help you out. Hold on a minute. Let me put my other antenna on.
Copy that.
Hey, well, there's 693-25-600, but 600 is on that Mayville machine. That same frequency, I should say.
Nine nine three from 566.
Boy, 993, you sounded rough.
WSBM 993, go ahead.
793 from 556.
From Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. If you want to pass information, I can text it to him.
Yeah, here, hold on a minute. I got a GMR message. Hold on a minute. We're in Ortonville. It's called Germ 65. And the frequency is 462-625. You have to have permission required to talk on it, so I guess you can't use that.
I'm going to check into that. Dave, I don't know if you got any insight into that. I thought that all GMRS repeaters had to be open repeaters.
No, you can be told to leave at any time, and you have to. You have to be the owner has absolute permission to say who can and cannot use it. Don't like it? Tough.
I wonder if I had been misinformed years ago or if it's changed since then. I don't know. Either way, thank you for that information.
It's always been that way. If a repeater owner tells you to not use their equipment, you are legally obligated to use it, or the FCC can be reported to you.
WSSC 902, around WSSC 793. If not, no contact 902, WSSC 793, monitoring.
WRZP 544.
WSGN 639 for a radio check.
Sam Charlie Zebra 10.
FF330 mobile and monitoring.
Can you access yours?
Possibly. I'll give it a try. I'll meet you on there.
WSHV 745 monitoring.
WSHV 97 mobile line monitoring.
sorry, man. You got to stay at home in your transmit. If you're on a power supply, man, that power supply is going on you.
Yeah, no better.
No, sir, it's humming very badly.
WRZP 544. Sounds like a 60 cycle hum. I wouldn't think it'd be the repeater.
No, my guess is it's his power supply. If he's running a mobile on a power supply, either the power supply is too small for the radio, or else his filter capacitor has gone bad.
Well, it's my next guess, that old capacitor. Roger that. Well, I leave you be. I hope things are going well down there.
Yeah, no problem. Chime in any time. I just want to let them know it's humming real bad. And like I said, it could be only one of two things. Either the power supply is too small to run, you know, it can't supply the current demand, or that pesky filter capacitor there. All right.
Roger that. You must have got your ticket punched. I'm yanking your chain. Let's stand by and see if he comes back in. Station calling. Try your transmission again. Over. Hi, brother. We'll talk at you later. Sounds like you may have burned it up. I heard the repeater hit twice, so we'll talk again. Identification purposes. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County.
Noon time to you and see what happens out here. Like I said, that's my only guess, and, you know, hopefully you didn't burn it up. Anyway, you have yourself a great day. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
Check.
In there, Chad, but it's really rough, man. You're all bacon crisp there. Go ahead. Probably Saginaw or whichever one there, but it's breaking up. I understood everything you said, though.
Roger that, yeah. We'll reach back out here in a little bit when we get a little bit more closer. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring for now.
Hey, Roger that. There you go. Now you're coming in. That last transmission was pretty good. Much as I hate to say it, she's still a humming.
Up on
calling out.
Go home. Yeah, but real slightly. The modulation actually covers it up now.
Is that better?
Yeah, whatever you did there, man, leave it there. That's, yeah, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear no hum. You sounded pretty good.
Oh, the only trick, I got my place scanner right next to my radio. And I'm thinking I pick up the electrical wire to it.
Wow, that's weird. I never heard something like that. Because when you were humming and everything, I was thinking the filter capacitor, if you're running a mobile on a power supply or something, I was thinking, even if the base, the filter capacitor was bad. Because that's the kind of hum you'll get when the tap goes bad.
I'm going to talk to you a minute, and I'm going to put my scanner back up next to the radio. And tell me if you hear hum. Here comes the radio right now. It's on the scanner right now. Can you hear it?
No, you got a slight hum, really slight, like way back. I didn't notice much of a difference when you brought the scanner in.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, well, I have to move the radio away from it. Yeah, because the power supply cord is rubbing next to the two-way radio.
Yeah, roger that. Well, the hum is still in there, but it's way back there. You cover it up when you talk, so you're readable and everything. You can still hear the hum, though. It's just in the background.
WRFK359. Is you still here now?
The SOZ793 ID. Yeah, I can hear it. It's way back there, but it's there. It just ain't as loud as it was when you first started transmitting. It was loud. It covered you up and everything.
I had my bike gain cranked up to 90. I took it down to 20, 30.
WIDG 959.
Go ahead, Breaker. Go ahead, Breaker, you can have it. WRFK 959, we're about his eyes.
I just wanted to confirm what Dave was telling you there. It's definitely there. It almost sounds like a, I don't know, Dave. It almost sounds like a transformer hum, doesn't it?
Big channel. Yeah, that's the sound you'll get if the power supply filter capacitor is going bad. That's the same sound. You get that transformer sound, that 60 hertz sound. That's why it's, you know, I wonder if he's got a filter capacitor going bad in the power supply. That'll cause that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. All right, just wanted to interject that in there. I think I heard another breaker out there, so go ahead there, Station.
Roger that. Thank you, gentlemen. For identification purposes, WRZP544. First question is that scanner plugged into a
operated by battery or AC. That AC transformer that's plugged into all our crap. You might want to take a look at that. And I concur, sir. The hum is noticeable. And I think you also mentioned something about your turning down your mic gain. You are a tad bit overmodulated. But hang in there. We're here for you. And that's just my two cents worth. Anything anybody can do to help you there, they will. Enjoy the day, gentlemen. WRCP 544, clear monitoring.
I appreciate it, 544. WSOZ 793, monitoring.
Was that WRCY 565 out there?
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
That much AC ripple getting into the radio, you're going to damage the radio. Oh, it's very bad, man. The AC ripple's covering you up. It's bad. You're going to end up damaging your radio if you ain't careful.
I suggest shutting it down and starting with the ABCs. Check your antenna, coax, your house ground. I'd go from there, yeah, before I damage the radio, sir. As I said, we're here for you. WRCP 544. So if you have a multimeter, check that outlet, check your power supply, see what you're pulling. And if you have an amp clamp, check those cables as well, your power cables to your scanner and your power supply.
WRFK 359, Bob. You got me?
WRZP 544.
This is still got AC hum.
It is noticeable. It is noticeable. And if you would, check your mic gain or back off of your microphone there. Your modulation is off the chart. But yeah, that was much better that time. What'd you find out?
Well, I do live in front of electrical towers, high voltage. So I don't know. It could be, but right now I got the microphone about half a foot. Oh, yeah, half a foot from my mouth at work.
Good copy there. Yeah, that works better on your modulation there, backing up off the mic there. That would be a question for somebody way smarter than me if you've got some major power lines in, running through your area where you live there and you're close to them. But I would, as I said, honestly, I'd get a meter out and an amp lamp, and I'd check your house ground, and I'd check everything in that fuse box. and then trace it down from there, because it is noticeable and it does come and go back to you.
Yeah, I just heard a big giant hum on the receive. I don't know who that was. It wasn't me. So, I check it out and see. I might have some wires laying on top of each other and everything else. So. All right. I'll talk to you later. WRFK 359, Herbie Slater. And listen.
That, sir. By the way, this is Sheboygan County Bob up here. Yeah, keep at it. That's why they call them gremlins. you'll track it down. And again, you know, there's plenty of experts out here that know more than I do that are willing to help you. So look forward to talking to you again. Got the RZP 544, Sheboygan County. I'm clear and monitoring.
Radio check.
Yeah, you're still humming bad.
That's not me.
Oh, we got another hummer out there?
Whoever keyed up, the guy I just heard. Whoever keyed up, ask for radio check. Go for the radio check. WRFK 359. WRFK 35, no, that's wrong. WRFK 359. Anybody can give me a radio check?
WSHW 556, I read you loud and clear.
Same here, WSOZ 793.
No buzzy. Nope. Is there a hum in it?
Nope. No hum. No buzz. Just you.
Verify this. So if anybody had a problem like that, they know what to do. See, I got my antenna set on a cable in front of the picture window. Then I also have my scanner antenna set by the picture window. But I got the two-way radio antenna magnet was sitting on top of the coax of the scanner antenna, so it wouldn't fall off the table, therefore.
Yeah, roger that. That's something I've never heard of, but whatever you did, you fixed it. No hum, no buzz. Sounded pretty good. And that's just weird. I never heard of that. But then again, you learn something new every day, okay?
Yeah, I still ain't gonna climb radio towers because I've done that. No, and I was watching on YouTube about that. Somebody was climbing up the tower, the chain, the beacon, bulb in it, and he was getting paid $1,000 for each bulb.
Yeah, roger that. You're talking about them videos where, I mean, he's climbing like 1,000-foot towers or whatever. You're talking about that. He starts at the bottom, he climbs up there, and he either has to change antennas or light bulbs and stuff, and then you know, he comes back down. You're talking about those, right?
Yeah, that's the one. And I see one, I was watching that night, so I had to buy him down, but he was so high that the clouds, the white clouds, was underneath him, not above him, underneath him. And he had to take an elevator halfway up. And from there, he had to climb up the mast. And from there, he had to climb up the antenna itself. And from there, he had to put his hook on the, what do they call them, the lightning rods, so he could keep his hand free, simpler.
Yeah, I believe I've seen that one. I believe I watched a lot of them. I believe I've seen that one too. You know, and I don't know, it's like, wow, it's fascinating, man. You know, and he's up there. Guy climbs up there, you know, and he got the hood, pulls himself up, takes the hood, go again. Then he gets up there, and then he has to change the light bulbs and stuff. You said he gets a grand per light bulb?
Yeah, and on the way up, he checks the bolts and see if they're rusted. If they're rusted, he takes the major home. Then he takes his spray paint and sprays them. That's one thing I couldn't do that. I'd be making people be complaining because I'd be having a Hershey squirt on them, you know, therefore.
Yeah, that's amazing. I couldn't do that either. I mean, you know, I'm not really good with heights anyway, but, you know, I like watching them videos, though. I like watching them climb the tower, go all the way up there and, you know, change out the antenna or change out the light bulbs and stuff and then come back down. That's crazy, man. I figured, I don't know what they get paid, but I figured in my head, man, he must be making a, these guys be making pretty good money doing that. They're okay.
Yeah, for identification purposes, WRIF, that's something different, WRFK359. Yeah, my wife was reading sometime, a couple of years back, I was on in the paper that they were paying Channel 7's 1,000-foot TV tower, and the painters dropped the cans and it got all over the people's cars, so.
WSSE-793-ID. I think I remember something about that. Did some damage, too. Didn't only just get paint on her cars. I think it damaged the car. It landed on a car, didn't it?
I can't remember back that far. I'm pushing 70, I'd be 70 in July, but no, I can't remember that far. So, all right, my wife is home. I got to help her with the groceries, kind of. So thanks a lot for telling me I was humming. For a minute there, I thought you guys were pulling my leg, but thank God that's been taken care of. All right, I'll talk to you later. Nice talking to you guys. WRFK359 would be standing down. Let me do that again. We'll be on the side and monitoring 10-4.
Yeah, all right, 359. Good talking to you, too. Yeah, it's working now and everything. And, you know, give me a shout sometime if you want. That's what we're out here for. I'll talk to you later. To have yourself a rest of a good day, a good rest of the day or whatever it is. WSFC 793, I'm monitoring.
You ain't one of those sad hams, are you? I watch that guy too on TV.
I'm just a lonely GMRS operator, that's all.
WSHW556. Anybody on this frequency might be able to give me a little advice on my mobile?
Sounds good. Clear audio, good carrier, and no white noise in the background. You're doing really good.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I was on the air yesterday with a couple of guys, and I guess I was cutting out real bad, a lot of static. That was with my car mobile. I think there's something wrong with my antenna, but I'm not entirely sure. I'm actually on my bull thing right now.
Oh, I forgot what they call it. I was going to say, the long meters, what you should do is take your antenna off. What I do sometimes, take the antenna off the road, find the ground part of the antenna, and touch the ground part with hooks in the back of your radio, and do the same thing on the hot lead, and if there ain't no beep or the needle no moves, and there's something wrong with the coax for it.
I think it's something to do with the adapter that I'm using, because the hatchback mount that I have on my car is the NMO style mount, and the antenna I have is actually the UHF style. So I think it might be something to do with the adapter I'm using.
This is like an old fashioned police car antenna, like only about 6 inches tall.
I don't remember exactly how tall it is, but I know when I bought the mount and the antenna off of Amazon, they said they worked together, but when I got them, they had completely different connector types, so I went on Amazon and bought the NMO to UHF adapter, and it sometimes works, sometimes it doesn't, but I think water might have got into it during that last storm and screwed something up. I'm currently waiting for a better replacement for it.
Yeah, I got a, I can't think of the brand name, but it's made for the repeater channels. For receiver and transmit, and it's about 6 inches, and it's got like a little spring in the middle of it, and from there it goes up a little bit higher, so it's probably like a two bands type of deal.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like my antenna. I think another thing I screwed up with was the hardwired mobile radio that I put in my car is a quad band, and the antenna I got is only a dual band. It's not technically rated for GMRS frequencies, but I looked into it, and it's still able to operate just fine on them.
Yeah, I'm pushing. The transceiver I'm using is a BTEC 50 watt. AB2, I think it is. I can't remember. So, that's what I'm using now. I got a high-powered. I just want to, you know, see it. Right now, the fans can't get up on it because I've been talking a lot.
Yeah, I just figured I'd hop on and see if anyone was on the air that had a lot more experience than I do, because I just got into the whole GMRS thing, just recently got my license and my call sign, so I'm still new to it, trying to learn new stuff about it, figure out all the technicals. Just figured I'd see if anyone had some advice on what to do or what to look for, you know, something that might be able to help my signal a little bit.
Four. All right, I'm going to cut it short. My wife is giving me the evil eye because I ain't helping her with the groceries. So, talk to you later. WRFK 359. We'll be on the side listening on your file.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to make her upset. I know how that is. I'll let you get to it. Hopefully you have a good rest of your day, and thanks for the help. This is WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
WSFF 330 for a radio check.
WSHW 556, read you loud and clear.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSGI 432, mobile and monitoring.
WSHW 556, just a heads up to any fellow Saginaw GMRS users, be careful of the intersection of Williams and Michigan. Looks like a three-car accident. Just giving everyone a heads up just in case.
WRDC 336 WQK969, copy.
W556, what was that? You're breaking up pretty bad. Can you repeat that?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSHW 556 here, how's it going?
Good evening, 556. All systems go here at Redbird LZ. Picking up sticks and twigs and still cleaning up after the storm, but we made it through just fine. How about yourself, sir?
Yeah, that definitely was one heck of a storm we had. All that wind really knocked a lot of stuff down, but aside from the high wind, we're all good over here.
After that, I'm tip of the mitt here in Sheboygan County, 25 miles south of the bridge. What's your QTH over there, Roger?
I'm over here in Saginaw, Michigan, about Buena Vista area.
John, FYI, good clean signal, great modulation. Yeah, I was reading the DNR website earlier today, and some 3 million acres, which is kind of hard to comprehend, were damaged and or destroyed up here, and so on. It's going to be a pretty horrific fire season, to say the least. Over.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. And it's good to know I got a good, clear signal. My other handheld didn't really seem to be doing too good, so I switched over to my Bowfang. Been having excellent luck with this one.
After that, yeah, I was copying the mail yesterday. I heard you on the air there. There's plenty of folks to help you out. A good clean signal anyway there. So, again, all systems go here. So, good Lord let me put my feet on the ground this morning. So, no complaints. Always a pleasure to have you in my receipt, sir. So, you and yours be safe. Keep doing what you're doing. So, any help we can provide you getting up and operating there off of that handheld, just let us know. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear on your final, sir.
Yeah, Hey, you as well. It's definitely good to know I got some support, especially being I just started on the whole GMRS thing. Haven't really had my license or my call sign very long, but I've been definitely catching on a lot faster than I thought I would. This is WSHW556, clear and monitoring.
556, I'll jump back in there. We haven't used our nickel yet, sir. Good for you. Great hobby, great folks, great learning curve if you're looking to get your ticket punched, meaning your hand ticket. So, yeah, welcome aboard and enjoy the hobby and the communication. And look forward to hearing you again. Again, have a good evening. WRCT 544, clear monitoring.
WSEU 202.
WSHW 556, read you loud and clear.
Why, thank you, sir.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544, over.
IUG, but it is. Go ahead, Bob.
Good afternoon, Jack. When you expect to get your new receiver in the house, over?
I order it. I order the Yaesu 710, and maybe another couple of days, or maybe by next week. I don't know yet. They have not said anything on their email yet.
Roger that. You'll have to text me pictures when you get that in there in your shack. I'd like to see that. I looked the specs up, and that's a great radio, and it's a true honor to you know who, Roger.
Yes, Bob, that radio runs on 12-watt power supply. And also, I can take it with me to the park, or I can take it to any family house. All they need to set up the antenna out there and they can talk. And this summer, that's what I'm trying to do. But it's a good radio. That 710 FT. It is a good radio. Everybody's got it. You know, I remember you talking to Captain Don. That's what he's got, and a few other people out there.
Now, Roger that. I run an ICOM here, and yeah, that was Captain Don's favorite go-to radio for field exercises. So, no, again, if I hadn't told you, congratulations on getting your ticket punched. Quite the accolade there, my brother. And we'll do it again. We won't tie up the net. People are still traveling home, so we'll say good evening to you, brother, and I'll declare the frequency. WRZP 544. Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear after you, sir.
Bob, you're always welcome. You know that. I'm not going to tell you any more of that. Always. Anyhow, you take care, Bob. We'll talk again, like you said. WIUG 48.
WSEU 202, boy, that was fun.
WRWR 357 mobile and monitoring.
Sounding good, sounding good.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. It's been hot cold here, so glad to hear that I'm sounding good.
WSEU 202, told you so.
WRYY 263, radio check.
WSEU 202, that radio's working. Charlie, how many over?
Thanks, sir. I was having some issues yesterday. Hoping I got it fixed.
I don't hear no crackly bacon, so it must be fixed, eh?
All right, good enough for me. Thank you again. WRYY263 will be clear.
Roger that. Station broke in. Identify yourself. Happy to hand the channel over to you. You bet, sir. Be safe and keep doing what you're doing. WRZ3544.
WRZ2544, WSEU 202, Bob, this is Scott.
202, good evening, Scott. Long time no speak, my friend. Hope you're doing well, over.
Did I cut in on you there a minute ago?
It's all good, brother. No. Don't you dare now. It's all of our frequency. No, it's all good. Hope you're doing well. As I said, Sheboygan just came back up on the air here at MIA, maybe down for 6 months. So good to hear you back on the air there, my brother.
Yeah, I heard you a couple weeks ago. You guys had some help up there and got everything back going. I looked you up on the map there. It looks like you got a pretty nice place going up there. I hope it still looks the same.
Roger that. No, I'm blessed. And yeah, the property did okay. I lost Northern Willow to my north. It missed the house, thank goodness. And then the attached garage, I had a huge oak come down. And thank goodness, again, he just rushed the garage. But let's just put it this way. I've got a lot of firewood for the fire pit here and a lot of cookouts. Roger?
Well, I guess the main thing is everybody's safe and in good spirits, you know. I'm glad you made it through it, and we did miss your conversation, too, especially in the morning, right? When you're walking the dogs, and so I think it was going to McDonald's, right, to get them a burger or something, or yourself a breakfast. I can't remember.
Oh, you nailed it. That's me, Brother Sheboygan County Bob. Yep. I got a new mobile. I need to get the antenna installed and power hooked up. The radio's sitting in there, but... yeah, we made it through, and God bless those folks who still aren't without power. There are many of them. So we're doing okay, and it's good to be back on the air. So pretty sure we used our nickel. I'll say good evening to you and yours, and we'll do it again, my friend. Always a pleasure. WRCP 544, your friend and brother in Sheboygan County, Michigan, clear and monitoring.
Hey, before we end this call here, I'll let you know I got a new radio, too. I was on that foul thing, and now I got that D-Tech, what is it, the 50V, right?
Roger that. No, all good. As you know, I run that in my UTV, my vehicle, and the better half vehicle. Now, good radio, can't be beat for the money. Get it tuned in, and she'll do you right, Roger.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, they're good radio. I thought it was worth the money, that's for sure. WSEU 202, Bob, and we are clear on your final for sure this time.
All right, we'll make it this time. It's all good, my friend. Yeah, you bet. Again, always a pleasure to have you in my receipt, sir. WRGT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSHW556, mobile and monitoring.
WRZP 544, station calling for a radio check. I have you, Lim and Charlie, here in Sheboygan County, sir.
Station 556, can you repeat that last transmission?
WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, sir. I have you, Lim and Charlie. Tom.
Station 556, you're cutting out real bad.
You're working, Bob.
That transmission is a little bit better.
That's because I'm 556. Oops, sorry, 544. Just letting him know he's working over here, no problem.
Yeah, I have a lot of issues with the Bay City receiver, so I'm trying to work off the Saginaw receiver.
WSOZ793ID. Well, it's working. You're working. No problem hearing you. A little bit of hash with you, but nothing major. You're very readable, okay?
Yeah, you got a lot of static on your end.
Yeah, Roger, I'm going through a noisy repeater for one thing, and I don't know. Yeah, you got static. That last transmission you had static. It was still readable, though.
Okay, maybe it's just how far I am from the repeater on my end, though.
Yeah, more than likely. You might be on the fringes, on the outer fringes of it, like I said, you know, you're staticky, but you're not, it's not staticky enough to where it's covering your voice up. You know, I got every word, you're pretty readable.
Good enough. And last time I looked up the Saginaw repeater, it showed coverage for a little bit of the Bay City area.
Yeah, Roger that. Did you try the Bay City repeater? Must be out of range with the repeater, because now you're nothing but static. No, can't read you. There's nothing but a big bunch of static, okay?
Hold on, I'll try to get into the base.
Yeah, Roger, go ahead. While I'm on here, good evening, Bob. WSOZ 793, I hope everything's going good over there. No contact, 544. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSHW 556, going off base to repeater. Is this any better?
Oh, wow. Very much better, man. Clean. Almost full quieting, man. Working really good.
Well, in that case, all of my issue must have been with my secondary handheld, then.
talking on a handheld?
I'm currently going through a different handheld. My original one was a TID Radio H3. This one is a Bofang AR5RM. I seem to have had a lot better luck with this one than I had the other.
Yeah, well, you can say that again. That's, I love them Bofangs, but yeah, you can say that again, because you're coming in great, man. I mean, no problem. What's the, you got the power cranked up on the other one?
The other one with the TID radio, I did have the power cranked up on that one because it wouldn't seem to work otherwise, but my Bofang, I have that on medium power, and it works great.
Yeah, and great it does. You had the stock antenna or the Goya antenna on it?
With the TID, I had the short, stubby outdoor and then a longer indoor antenna. It didn't seem to matter which one I was using. I couldn't seem to get it to work right.
Yeah, roger that. That Bofang you're on, I meant, you running the stock Bofang antenna or you running the Goya on it or what?
I'm actually currently using an Aubrey AR-771 UHF antenna.
Yeah, right, today. That's what I figured, because it's doing pretty good for you. It's doing really good. How far away from what repeater you're on? What repeater are you on? How far away are you?
I am now going through the Bay City antenna. I'm not entirely sure how far away I am from it.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's definitely doing the job for you. Like I said, sound great. Hell of a lot better than you did when you were on the other one, that's for sure. Almost pretty much full. You've got pretty much full quieting in there and everything. Not hardly any trash or anything at all there, okay?
Well, I guess you could say that's my sign to start using the Bofang more often than the other one, then.
Yeah, well, if you're going to try to get out here and talk to people, yeah, you're going to need that Bofang, because you ain't going to make too many contacts with the other one the way it was sounding. I mean, you know, like I said, I could read you, but you were buried in a bunch of hash noise and stuff, and then sometimes you key up and it'd be nothing but hash and a couple letters coming through. This one, this Bofang, man, you're full on. You should just be having no problem making contact on it, okay?
Well, thank you for letting me know. Good to know. This one's definitely a lot better than the other one. This is WSHW-556, clearing and monitoring on your final.
All right, 556. Good talking to you, my friend, and really glad to try to help you out. I'll try to help anybody out if I can. I would suggest real quick, though, if you ever get a chance, try to get a 771 antenna for that other one. See if it makes a difference there, if you really want the other one to do its job or whatever. Anyway, man, you have yourself a good evening. Sounding good. WSZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSDM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSHW-556, clear from this frequency.
847.
WSOC 793 monitor. So Z, back in the room and monitoring. Wow, you talk about dead. WSOZ 793 monitoring.